I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's envoy to the United Nations nuclear watchdog said Tehran will not heed a call to cooperate more fully with UN nuclear inspectors until a standoff over the future of its agreement with major powers is resolved.
What I can say that while Iran is not benefiting from the deal, no one should expect Iran to go to implement more voluntary measures.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, which is policing the restrictions placed on Iran's activities under the deal, has said Tehran is implementing its commitments, but also called for timely and proactive cooperation on providing access for snap inspections. Three European nations are urging Washington not to target companies for doing business with Iran. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Britain, France, and Germany have joined forces to urge the US to exempt European companies from any sanctions Washington may slap on Iran after pulling out of an international nuclear agreement. European ministers say they strongly regret President Donald Trump's decision last month to withdraw from the Iran deal. Trump has said sanctions will be imposed on any company doing business with Tehran. The three European countries had also signed the 2015 deal, which was meant to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Singapore says its foreign minister will visit Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week, just days before the city's state hosts the leaders of both North Korea and the United States for a highly anticipated summit. Singapore has diplomatic ties with both nations. This is VOA News. Facebook says it has data-sharing partnerships with at least four Chinese companies. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.